of your VIP emails. So by all means, continue to send those in. Please subscribe. Go to clayandbuck.com. That's clayandbuck.com. Sign up there. We got Matt who wrote in. I listened to the Rogan interview with RFK as well. I thought it was a miss. Toward the end, he says, I'm not running for president on vaccines, yet literally 90% of the Rogan interview was on vaccines. Don't get me wrong. That's a crucial topic, and he's very knowledgeable. But he missed an opportunity to have a wide-ranging conversation on a variety of topics. Nothing about Biden, the border, the economy, transgender athletes, etc. I thought he blew an opportunity. Matt, just to be clear, I've only listened to maybe 40 minutes of the whole Rogan. I mean, you know, every Rogan podcast is like a magnum opus, right? It goes on for several hours usually. So I haven't heard all of it yet, but I'm sure you're right. And this has been my thing along with RFK too, RFK Jr. as well. I've been saying, okay, he's great on COVID, but so are a lot of people. So what else does he think? I mean, because I've got people writing in saying, what about an RFK Trump unity ticket, stuff like that. I say, okay, well, what does RFK want to do on, where does he stand on crime? Where does he stand on the economy? Where does he stand on manufacturing? Where does he stand on the border? There's a lot of stuff I would like to ask before we even have a conversation about, oh, well, maybe he's like a unity ticket or something. Look, you can say I'm curmudgeonly, but I don't trust libs on this stuff. And the guy's been a lib his whole life. He did great work on. I remembered this. My parents took me when I was a kid to a fundraiser for the Riverkeepers. I think so. My parents will text me if I'm wrong. But I remember going to it, and I think the Baldwin brothers were there and Kim Basinger, and I knew them from the movies. I was really young. I was probably 10 or 11 years old or something. I was like, oh, man, that's so cool. But he did an amazing job in the Hudson. Hudson River is beautiful. Hudson River is incredible waterway. So I give him credit on that, but I got to know some other things. Let's see here. Joe writes, doesn't Mike Pence understand that if he were to become the nominee, the Democrat apparatus would also try to put him in jail? Maybe ask Christie about this when he dodges the question. I don't know if Christie is going to join us. Team, do we have any updates on that? Is Chris Christie going to be on this program at some point? Wow, the crickets are chirping loudly all of a sudden. We had a little. Paige and Chris Christie. Paige, don't just go on Morning Joe. Don't just do things for the entertainment of libs who hate Republicans and pretend like you're speaking truth to power about Trump. No, no. Come on this program. Explain to us what your goal is, why you're running, and what you want to do. And if you duck us and the crickets get louder and louder, there are going to be jokes made. We can't allow this to go without any consequence. So we're going to reach out to him, get him on. I do want to have RFK Jr. back on the show. As for whether they'd try to put Pence in prison, I mean, I don't think that's a worry. I don't think Pence is not going to be president. So just putting that out there. Thanks for being with us, team. Please let us know your thoughts. ClayandBuck.com. Subscribe via VIP. You can also tweet at me, at Buck Sexton. I'll look at the tweets and I'll... Some of you weighed in on movies. A lot of you think that Training Day is a great movie, apparently.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Mike Lindell's introducing the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's using new technology to make the pillow even better.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is available at a great value right now. Buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code CLAYANDBUCK. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special Square, and you'll get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK. Or call 800-792-3269 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save your family over $900 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month.
What about the coverage, you ask? It's phenomenal. I'm on it. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country. So grab your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword Clay and Buck to get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month.
Pure Talk's amazing U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. So choose a veteran-owned company who cares about keeping jobs in America and saving you money.
Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for unlimited talk and text with plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Discount Gun Source is family-owned and operated since 2012. Conveniently located at 4555 South Fort Apache Road between Flamingo and Tropicana, right behind Famco. At DGS, we offer the best customer service and prices in Las Vegas. Visit DGSVegas.com to view our firearm and ammo inventory. Discount Gun Source is the only gun store in the Valley that updates and posts their inventory with pricing on their website daily. Call us at 702-947-0925 or visit us today to enjoy the DGS experience.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A search is underway for a missing submersible that carries people to view the wreckage of the Titanic. That's according to media reports. The U.S. Coast Guard told BBC News that the search was underway Monday off the coast of Newfoundland. OceanGate Expeditions confirmed that it owned that missing vessel and said it was working to bring the crew back safely. Republican Senator Ron Johnson is calling the indictment of former President Trump a travesty. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more in this report.
Well, never should have happened.
That's how Senator Johnson sums up his opinion of the indictment of the former president, especially during an election cycle.
It's a travesty. It's the third presidential election that federal law enforcement will have interfered in, and they're interfering in it to a great extent, you know, far more so than anything Russia or China could ever hope to accomplish.
Senator Johnson telling the Salem Radio Network the former president's mishandled documents should have been dealt with as a civil matter under the Presidential Records Act. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, on the international front, violence flaring up again in the West Bank. Correspondent Charles De Ledesma with the update in this report.
Israeli helicopter gunships have struck targets in the West Bank, making a rare use of Israeli air power in the occupied territory during a fierce gun battle in which Palestinian militants detonated a roadside bomb next to an Israeli military vehicle. Some Palestinians have been killed, including a 15-year-old boy, officials say, with many more wounded. Israeli media, in turn, says a number of Israeli soldiers were hurt in the fighting. The Israeli military reports troops came under fire during an arrest raid in Jenin and shot back at gunmen. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With the latest Nevada legislative session now in the books, Governor Joe Lombardo set a single session record, vetoing 75 bills passed during the 2023 session, the most of any governor in Silver State history. The governor's office called the vetoes an appropriate use of the balance of powers. Overall, the governor signed 536 of 611 bills passed by the legislative session. That's 88% of the measures approved by the state lawmakers. The Oakland A's will play out their lease at the Oakland Coliseum in 2024, meaning the team possibly won't move to Las Vegas until the 2025 season. The team's ballpark at Tropicana and Las Vegas Strip won't be ready to play ball until 2028, so the A's are considering multiple options until then. Team officials say they're working with Major League Baseball to figure out the best option for a temporary home for the team. Possible options include Las Vegas, Reno, Sacramento, and other Bay Area locations. The A's already have an agreement in place to use the Las Vegas ballpark in Summerlin should they choose that option. Keep you posted on that, and Major League Baseball could be on the way soon.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we're seeing some heavy volumes through that construction area of Interstate 15, beginning around Russell on northbound 15 and southbound 15. At Flamingo, you'll tap the brakes through there. Remember, the exit ramp is closed on 15 South at Tropicana.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, June 19th. Good to have you with us. Always good to open up the week with our very best, and that is, of course, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Man, a lot has gone on since we last talked last Monday, including... Well, we've got a stadium, we've had a parade, we've had all kinds of... We had William Carlson. What did you think of William Carlson?
Well, hey, when you win the Stanley Cup, you can talk as long as you want.
There is no hook.
It was pretty exciting, man. I'll tell you what, some fan bases wait decades for speeches like that. So you just take it, and 6 years later, that is... I mean, really, it's storybook. It's hard to believe in this day and age with how competitive things are and how big the leagues are that you'd win a championship in 6 years. It's a great achievement, obviously, for the players and the whole organization, but it's exciting for Las Vegas, absolutely.
Everybody's making excuses for William Carlson. He was drunk. He was disorderly. The cops should have arrested him. I mean, he was vulgar. He was all of this, but everybody says, well, you know, they won a championship. Is that a good excuse?
Well, I mean, some behavior should not be accepted. But I think you know, everyone's going to overlook it because they're there to celebrate and
because they won a championship.
Because they won a championship, so hopefully it's you know, his play on the ice is a little better than his speaking skills.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's get back to normal stuff. The 82nd Nevada legislature has come and gone. Gentleman Jim Dallas just revealed that there were 75 vetoes by this governor. That has set a new record by a wide margin. I think Gibbons had the previous best. What did you make of it? Did you think that this governor had it in him to veto 75 bills?
Well, I think it's less about, you know, had it in him than what the Democrats were putting forward. And I mean, really, I wish he'd gotten to 100. and so, I think politically, you know, the thing you don't want is this reputation of, oh, you know, he's unreasonable. You know, he's just up there. You know, Jim Gibbons basically got this where it was, you know, he's kind of, you know, jumped the shark and no one takes him seriously. And I certainly don't think that's happening with Lombardo. And so I think he has a, you know, clear case to make that, you know, hey, the people voted me in as a balance and I'm going to provide that. And I think there's a lot more balance he could have and should have provided.
Let me ask you, a lot of people are saying this is part of a Democrat strategy to win super majorities in both houses. And then essentially all these bills that get vetoed come back to life. Can you talk a little bit about the mechanics of that, how it works?
Well, the you know, basically Democrats are one Senate seat away from having a two-thirds majority. And so if you have a two-thirds majority in both houses, then you can pass whatever you want, and the governor vetoes it, and you just override the veto. And so I don't really think that plays in with some of these bills. I mean, if I was advising Democrats and saying, look, here's how you're going to get to a two-thirds majority, I would not be passing some of these bills because I think they're very unpopular and, you know, easy to run against, although, you know, Lombardo signed some of them, certainly. And I just don't think people are paying that much attention in terms of being able to go back and say, oh, look at this housing bill that he vetoed. I don't think people are, you know, the median voter, the decisive voter, is not going to be pouring through bills at the legislative session. So the stakes are big. The stakes are absolutely big. But I don't think, you know, it's something where, oh, they passed it when they come back at the next session and they have a two-thirds majority, they can just override the veto. You know, you just pass whatever you want. So I don't think that plays much of a role in it.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, you know, we talk about what is at stake. It does underscore, does it not, the importance of this next election in 2024?
Oh, it's hugely important. It's extremely important. You know, Republicans do have a chance to retake not the majority in the assembly. Well, it's not a very big chance to take the majority, but to dig themselves out of the super minority hole. That is certainly on the table, and you know, it really is. It's a huge election cycle. If you go in and you look at it, Republican candidates won something like 56% of the assembly votes, and Democrat candidates won 42% of the votes. But because of redistricting and how they drew the lines, they were able to end up with this huge majority. And so, that's what gerrymandering does, right? Is you stump all your opponents in one district and you spread your voters out, and Democrats certainly did that very well. But I mean, yes, Governor Lombardo's agenda, such as it is toast if he doesn't have at least one house with a greater than one-third representation.
I mentioned last week a couple of times on the show that the 2024 election campaign has opened in earnest now that the legislature has closed down. And I guess my question is, with that being the case, is there any evidence that Republicans are ready to capitalize on some of these issues that are clearly hugely popular for the voters of all persuasions, and yet the Democrats said no. They said no to voter integrity. They said no to school choice. They said no to a whole host of things that are widely popular. How do these members go back to their district and say, "Yeah, I know you really like the school choice, but I said no." And are the Republicans ready to capitalize on this at all?
Well, let's certainly hope so. I mean, I think school choice is definitely one issue where there needs to be a really concerted effort from Republicans to say, you know, this is our plan to improve education. You know, a lot of it's going to come down to, you know, how much the money Lombardo can raise. You know, one of the things when you're in the majority, it's much easier to raise money. And so, you know, you can basically deceive voters because you have the money to you know, feed them whatever misinformation, disinformation, whatever you want to call it, that you want, spin, political spin. And so that's a challenge for Republicans, especially in the assembly, is it's just, you know, you may have the winning message, but if you can't get it out, it's hard to do. And then, you know, you've got things like what happens at the top of the ticket and, you know, does Trump drive turnout? Does he drive greater Democrat turnout? You know, that's a big variable. And, you know, really, Lombardo is the key player. I mean, he's the one who can go out and raise money. He's the one who can go out and, you know, recruit really quality candidates and kind of impose his fingerprints on things. And, you know, Republicans should certainly hope that he does that. You know, I had a lot of disappointment with the governor in this last legislative session, but I mean, you got to look at the reality and say, you know, he's the one who's got to be engaged and raise money and recruit candidates, because without that, you know, things aren't going to look very good.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those disappointments. There are areas where I really disagreed with some of the governor's positions. On balance, I would say it was kind of a mixed bag. We'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about the Oakland A's bill, which I was surprised it took so much to get it across the finish line. We'll talk about what's next on that and a whole bunch more with Victor Jakes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Synergy Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 725-227-8087. 725-227-8087. That's 725-227-8087. SynergyWeightLoss.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Continuing with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll get to his column today in just a bit. But I want to ask you, because you mentioned the disappointments. To me, it was a mixed bag. What was most disappointing for me was that most of the Lombardo priorities were not, quote, addressed by the Democrats. In fact, some just either were gutted or died on the table, so to speak. Tell me overall your thoughts. If you were to put a letter grade to what happened in the 129 days of this legislature, what do you think?
Oh, an F. I mean, it's not even close. It was a disaster from start to finish. And I mean, you look, it's just started with the spending. They blew out the budget. The feds had dumped so much money on the state, and then the economy recovers, and they blew out the spending, and Lombardo proposed that $2 billion for education, something like 20% raises for state employees over 2 years. And in return, he got bumpkiss. I mean, he just got almost nothing. His school safety bill was the one bill that survived basically unscathed. But the thing is that was a Democrat priority too. I mean, it's just amazing how badly the Democrat leadership played Lombardo. The one bill he got passed was a Democrat priority, and then all his other bills, the three policy bills, were gutted. I mean, he had this safety bill, and you just look at the amendments that they passed before they passed it, and it's just line after line after line where they cut out all his stuff. And you know, what I had been encouraging, obviously, you know, was to use the money in exchange for policy wins. He didn't do that. And then he threatens to veto the budget, which was good. And then he just doesn't I mean, he vetoes one of the budgets, but at the end, he basically just capitulates and takes these, you know, quote-unquote victories because they passed the bill with his name on it. But you dig into the bill, and there's nothing there. And then he goes and signs this bill that mandates the state and private insurance companies pay for genital mutilation surgery, including for minors.